Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Capitals came up big in the last two games of the season, took care of business at home against the Bruins, went into Philadelphia last night, took care of business.
Don't forget the Lightning game, the 1-3 straight.
You want to go further back? Sure. Yeah,
it was a big one.
But yeah. In particular, the last two nights, biggest games of the year, they came up big. Lindgren leads them into the playoffs. They got a goal from Ovi last night, an empty netter from Oshie because the Flyers had to get a regulation win. They advanced to the playoffs. So what's next? They face the New York Rangers and Peter Laviolette as the head coach, the former Caps coach. The Rangers had a ton of points this year. We mentioned before, Panarin led the team with 49 goals.
Mm-hmm. 55 wins on the season for
they
the Rangers.
They can score some goals. What are your expectations for this Caps team? We mentioned this earlier. 8 seeds in NHL. They have some success. They've even won, gone on to win the whole thing. Let's just focus on this round. I think they definitely can make it competitive. They have the red-hot goalie. They had some success against the Rangers here. Played them 4 times, won the home games, and Lindgren in 3 starts only gave up 3 goals.
They can get hot. I mean, they're the epitome of hot, other than not really scoring the goals.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, they're going to have to win low-scoring games. And Cakes mentioned Carberry's record in one-goal games or the one-goal wins. Was it 20-plus?
20 wins in one-goal games. I believe that's
correct. How they're going to have to win games.
The Dale Hunter formula.
Believe me, I've been thinking about it. Give him a phone call. Hey, what's not to love? This is what we're doing.
Some of the least aesthetically pleasing hockey.
Do you like winning?
I do like winning.
Right. And isn't that the formula?
I am a fan of winning.
Hit him up for a consultant call.
He knows I think Carberry doesn't need an extra consultant. He kind of knows what he's doing.
Carb's doing it all.
Carberry, we talked about it.
I just like Dale.
Before the season, when we actually met with Coach Carberry, and I can't remember who else sat down with us. I think Darcy Kuemper sat down with us.
And Nick Dowd.
I stared into Darcy Kuemper's light blue eyes. I was mesmerized. He's like the nicest guy ever. I feel bad that he's been usurped by Chucky,
I love Carbs, by the way.
Love him, too.
But we talked about it before the season when we sat down, even that day.
I would actually kiss his bald head.
We said they have to thread the needle this year. And threading the needle was they have the old guys, and they're trying to infuse some young guys. So it's going to be a long shot to make the playoffs.
Hey, can you play the clip in the locker room again for people?
Yeah, play that.
Because we played
all
it earlier.
F bombs. I love it. wish I could say them right now.
I mean, the general manager looked at this team at the trade deadline and said, we're sellers. Yeah. We're selling off any guys whose contracts are up at the end of the year that we don't have plans on retaining. Guys like Mantha. He traded Kuzi. He said, this team is not built for this year. I'm going to get what I
can.
Wow.
Wow, what a moment. And you guys, I'm so f***ing proud of this group. This group was counted out months ago. No, they won't be able to achieve this. No, that's it. They're done. No, they're not going to be able to make it to the playoffs and be a playoff team. And what this team and the character inside this room, what it continued to do day after day after day, A, came to work, put their hard hats on, whether it was practice, whether it was film, but B, showed up every night on the road out west. We'd have a tough night. The next night we would fight and respond and find a way to win hockey games, no matter what anybody outside this room said. I'm so proud of this group. Congratulations.
Personally, I don't trust a coach on any level, high school and up, that doesn't use profanity.
Tony Dungy
might not have.
All right, these are great exceptions.
Those are Super Bowl winners.
My rule is, if you're a coach, if you're a leader of men, you gotta drop F-bombs. Mm-hmm. No, you don't have to work exclusively in it.
What about if you're just a dad and you're angry and you're stomping around your house?
That's acceptable, too, as long as the kids aren't super young and impressionable. But, like, I remember...
It depends on what the offense is.
I remember going to, like, my kids' high school lax games, and the coaches are... Yeah, you can hear them cursing at the kids sometimes in practice and or games. And my wife's doing, like, pearl clutching, and I'm like, it's okay. They're high schoolers. They hear it all the time. It's all good.
They're toughening them up.
I need a coach that curses. Another... Tick for old Coach Barnes.
All right, Cakes, to answer the question, though, what are your expectations for this Caps team? Here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the Caps percent chance of advancing at 48%. Oh, I think they have a good chance.
Is he an insane person?
I'm going way under that.
It's a coin flip?
I think it's 20%.
Why not? First of all,
why is that insane?
My expectations are
they
very low.
They split the season series.
I'm not saying it's impossible. I think that percentage is too high. Based on the history of 8 seeds versus 1 seed.
If they play this series 10 times, they might win it 3 times.
How many times has an 8 seed beaten a 1 seed in the NHL playoffs?
I don't know.
It certainly happens. First round?
It certainly happens. But
well, that's the only time they would play
them. This is weird that I'm going to do this. I'm going to give you a poker analogy, JP. The Capitals are pocket sixes pre-flop. Against the Rangers, they're pocket kings. We need to spike a six on the flop. The Caps are 20% at best, in my opinion, in my noted hockey opinion, to advance past the Rangers. I can't put them up in the 40% range.
Now, it happened last year.
Against the one seed?
Because Florida beat Boston last year.
I would love for them to advance, but I'm keeping my expectations muted. I'm just happy they qualified for the playoffs after the wild season that they endured. So to me, anything that happens post last night, gravy. It's just gravy for me.
That's how I'm looking at it.
I'm not going to be ranting and raving if the Caps get dispatched in 5 games. I'll just chalk it up to they faced a 1 seed. They're flawed. They can't score a lot. And they got hot toward the end of the season and were able to make their way into the playoffs.
Right, you mentioned it last year. So last year it happened. Mm-hmm. So 50% of the 8 versus 1 went to the 8.
Mm-hmm.
2019 it happened. Yep. Blue Jackets over the Lightning. Also, Avalanche over the Flames. So both of those series in 2019 went to the 8 seed. 2017, Predators over Blackhawks. 2012, Kings over Canucks. 2010, Canadians over Capitals.
What's the percentage?
Fairly frequently. I don't have the exact percentage here. I just have a Reddit thread.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's 48%. That's all I'm saying.
No, but I'm going to go with 48%.
Based on this team.
Because they've played each other 4 times this year.
Right, and they split. I don't know.
Lindgren has won 2 out of 3 against them and only given up 3 goals. And he's playing good hockey right now. They're playing good hockey.
I hope you're right. I hope your near 50% prediction is correct.
I don't think the Rangers is going to wipe them out.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a tight series.
I think it's going to be
I don't think it's going to be shut out. I don't think it's going to be sweepy.
I bet the unders.
I don't think it's
going to
be 4-1. I think it'll be 4-2, maybe even 7 games.
For it to be a high-scoring series, obviously you would think, like from the Caps perspective, you would think Ovi would have to be involved, right?
Definitely.
Stromer would have to be involved. Who else? Who else could fill the back of the net?
Well, McMichael. You'd love to see McMichael.
How many did he have this year?
He had, I think, 17. He ended
with. So he's our third leading scorer?
Well, that would have been Mantha. Mantha got shipped out when he had 20.
I mean, Carlson can score from the D spot.
He's got 10.
But that's, rely on that.
But they're not loaded with big-time goal scorers.
I'm just saying, who are their goal scorers? It's Stromer and Ovi.
And McMichael,
They spread it out.
I think we need a little more.
I agree.
I mean, Tom Wilson had 18.
But they are who they are.
If you want to know who scored for him this year,
Give me the
Wilson
order
at 18.
Of guys on the roster, not right. old guys.
Yeah,
not...
Wilson's third with 18.
Yeah.
McMichael also had 18. Milano 15. And then you're getting down to the
Milano's
nubs.
Had a little bit of an uptick because he missed a Osh bunch
had
of games.
12.
Yeah.
So Milano could also be that guy that could be a scoring.
So those are your top three. Ovi, Stromer,
and I
Willie.
Feel like Oshie will he'll
step up
out-kick
in the playoffs.
His coverage. You know what I mean? He's gonna play above his head a little bit. He's just a big game
They're
player.
Gonna have to win 2-1 games. They're gonna have to win games like they did last night.
Yeah, but I wanna have before. The ability to get to four if we need it.
And Chucky's gonna have to have a dozen or more amazing saves throughout the series to keep them in the game. He had a left pad save yesterday on a point blank chance that I don't know how the Flyers player didn't just lift it over his pad, but he just got just enough on it to keep it out of the net.
I just want
to
know what, and I don't know anything about the Rangers besides the fact that they're in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what I know.
They play at Madison Square Garden.
They play at the Garden.
That. Yeah.
But, and I don't know if Valley, maybe you can pull like their play-by-play guy later in the week, but I want to know what their strengths and weaknesses are.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's
go. How can we take advantage of that?
Let's go to James. James, what's up, buddy? What do you think?
Hey, Junks, how y'all doing?
Hey, James.
I'm an old-time D.C. resident, born and raised. The Caps have always lived off of defense. We have always been a defensive team. During the championship year, we were offensive. But Goldie and defense wins for us. That's what we were brought up on.
Well, we're going to have to do it again.
it's kind of the blueprint for Coach Carberry right now.
Yeah.
Is like because the offense is stalled and it's not consistent and they're amongst the lowest goal scoring teams in the league.
I don't think he wants to be that
no,
way.
No, he wants
some firepower, but he just doesn't have it.
He'd love to score three and a half goals a night on average.
They score two goals a game. I just looked at the month of April, EB.
Yeah.
They played 9 games in the month of April.
Right.
Total
they
goals.
Did score 4 goals in one of those games.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Every other game was 2 goals or less. They averaged 2.1 goals per game.
I don't think you can win with only scoring 2 goals a game.
It's tough. It's very difficult.
Especially in the playoffs.
I'm not trying. Listen.
So what's
no
your percent chance? He's at 20%. I'm at 48.
I said like 25-30. That's
25-30. Jason,
for this
give me a percentage for the Caps to advance.
To advance? 3%.
3%. Well, you know what? You gave them 0% to make the playoffs.
That is true.
Several weeks ago.
I hope I'm wrong.
I'm not shocked that the eternal optimist is close to 50% in JP.
Well, he thinks he's going to live to 120. Yeah. Let's go to Ian.
88.
Ian. I'm not sure how to pronounce your name. I'm sorry.
No problem. It's Ian. I give the team probably a 10% chance, and here's why. I think they spent so much of their energy getting to the playoffs. I think making the playoffs feels like the win for them. We've seen in sports 1,000 times when a team's so far back, they spend so much energy tying the game and feeling like they accomplished it.
Big
and then
letdown.
The front runner just thumps ahead.
I don't think Carbs is going to let them have that sort of letdown. Now, do they struggle to score goals? Yes, but I think Carbs he's just so dynamic and connects with that team. I mean, you see it in the locker room. You hear it from the audio. He's not going to let them against New York.
I mean, we could say the same thing for many pass coaches that are so dynamic. At some point, it's on the players. I don't think the odds are of who's going to win is based on Carbs versus Laviolette. Like, to me, that's just not it. I think it's who's playing better and who's the better team. And, I mean, for Washington to even make it, they had to beat Tampa Bay, Boston, Philly in a row. I mean, that takes a lot out of a team. And I know some people would say, well, that's positive momentum going into the game. I just don't know. And even if it wasn't the President's Cup trophy winner in New York, even if it was, say, a 2 seed, I think it just took a lot for them to even get here.
I just looked at the last 8 games for the Rangers. So they only played 8 games in April compared to the 9 for the Capitals. They average a goal a game more. So you do have to thread the needle. There's a team that's averaging 3.1 goals per game and a team that averages 2.1 goals per game just using the last month.
Mm-hmm.
Let's forget about the whole season because the whole season changes. That's also one thing that changes when you look at past history. I've pointed to the past history. Well, Caps team's quite different than it was in November and December than what it is now. Same thing for the Rangers.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I still like Lindgren having some success against his team, winning 2 out of 3.
All right, you want to take some more calls? We got some people lined up that still want to chime in on 800-636-1067. Don't forget, we've got Mike Rizzo coming on at 9 o'clock.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.